friends. We've got an exciting announcement to make. If you like what you're hearing on The Heart of a Story and want to hear more, you can now head on over to support our production on Patreon. For a monthly contribution, you not only get to help support the production of the podcast, but patrons also will get access to an extra episode every month. Head on over to patreon.com/theheartofastory. God bless you, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts. This episode is done in collaboration with Catholic Family Crate. Catholic Family Crate offers beautiful and high-quality subscription boxes and other materials that allow families to dive deeper into liturgical seasons, saints' lives, virtues, and more through the use of fun games, crafts, and other activities. You can use the code HEARTOFASTORY for 20% off your purchase at CatholicFamilyCrate.com.
Through the faith of our mothers and fathers, we learn of your glory.
Welcome to The Heart of a Story, Saint Stories and Classic Tales for Tender Minds. If you are a new listener, I encourage you to listen to the intro episode first before diving in.
Once upon a time, there was a boy named John. John was an impulsive little boy. Do you know what that means, impulsive? It means when you get an idea in your head to do something, and you go off and do it without thinking about it very much in between. For example, have you ever just hit your sibling without thinking about it? That was impulsive. That's an example of a bad impulse. But have you ever kissed your mama on the cheek without even thinking about it? That's impulsive, but that's a very good impulse. John was impulsive. And he had good impulses and bad impulses. But God created John and loved him. And he led John's life in such a way where he helped turn the bad impulses into good ones, so that eventually one day, all of John's impulses were good. When John was just 8 years old, he heard a priest talking about holy adventures. On an impulse, John ran away from home that night and followed that priest. But John got very sick along the way. A man with a farm saw John's pain and adopted him. John lived with that man's family for many years and learned how to be a shepherd. But then, when John was an adult, he ran away again. This time he went to go fight in the army. But John was not making good and holy decisions while he was a soldier. One day he got himself in a bad situation and he started to think about his whole life. He decided that if he survived, he would turn his whole life around. He would make a good confession and he would live a holy life. Thankfully, this was one of John's first good impulses. When his life was saved, he immediately went to confession and started to become holy. He asked his soldier friends to be holy too, but they didn't like that, and they tricked him into a dangerous situation, and yet again, John had to run away to save his life. After a while, he found his way back to the adopted farmer and being a shepherd again. This time, John prayed to God about what he was supposed to do. He had an impulse to go to Africa and save imprisoned Christians. So what do you think John did? Do you think he thought about it some more? No. He had the idea and he just went off and did it. On the way, he met a family who were very sad, because they were being forced to leave their home and go be in another country. On an impulse, John changed his plan and decided to take care of this family. When they got sick, he brought them back to health. When they needed food, he worked hard jobs to earn money to feed them. Eventually, John found his way back to his home country. There, he continued to act on his impulses. But because he now had God at the center of his life, his impulses were actually good and holy. He did all sorts of things. At first, he sold books. Then one day he heard about being truly sorry for your sins, and he tore up every book that was not about Jesus and gave away all the holy books for free. People thought he was sick, so they took him to a hospital. But at the hospital, he started serving all the other sick people. Then he decided he wanted to start his own hospital. John started a hospital on the streets. He nursed sick people right where they were. Then he got a small house and begged people for food, beds, clothes, whatever he could get, just so that he could serve the poor and sick. One day, John saw a big hospital on fire. A bunch of people were just standing around watching the building and the people inside get burned up. John, on a holy and noble impulse, ran into the burning building. He saved every single sick person in there. He even saved beds because he knew he could use them. And he took an axe and chopped off the burning part of the building to save the part that was not burning. In doing so, he fell through the roof. Everyone thought he had died. But a miracle happened. John walked right out of the smoke, not even a bit hurt. Eventually, one day, another one of John's holy impulses led him to try to save someone's life. And he got sick as a result. He died from the sickness. But where did John go after that? That's right. To heaven. Have you ever struggled with your impulses? Do you feel like most of your impulses are bad ones? Then pray to John. He will help you show how to make your impulses good and holy. God never makes mistakes. He didn't make a mistake making John impulsive, and he didn't make a mistake making you. Let's say a prayer to Saint John of God, our new friend in heaven. Dear Saint John of God, please pray for me. Pray that I can put God at the center of my life so that the way that I am and act can always be a good and holy thing. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Heart of a Story. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can keep up with new episodes. Have a blessed week.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, how I love to be in that number, when the saints go marching in.